Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Roger Craig. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Moon hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Will strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Santo reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Craig strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Craig fires to first and has Ashburn trapped. There's the throw to Neal, who tags Ashburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseborough for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Roger Craig. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills pinch runs for Duke Snider. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Wills. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Will steals second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Roebuck covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-2 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Larker moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Larker moves to third. Howard moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle throws to second for 1, and Banks throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Larker scores. Howard scores. Roseboro moves to second. 2 outs. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Ed Bausch now playing first base. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis is walked intentionally. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roebuck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. Moon strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Davis steals second. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larker is walked intentionally. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0-for-3 in the game. Will strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lillis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal scores. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Mark Freeman now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lillis bunts towards first. Bausch catches it and throws to Kindle, who tags Roseboro for the double play. Two outs. Ed Roebuck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Roebuck is 0 for 1 in the game. Roebuck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Dodgers, 3, Cubs, 3. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. L. Tapp now catching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 4 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 4 in the game. Moon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Will is 0 for 4 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tapp bunts towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauschi moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo is walked intentionally. Sandy Koufax now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 4 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Mark Freeman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 5 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lillis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 5 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 5 in the game. Moon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano pinch runs for Norm Larker. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Ed Bauschi. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer pinch hits for El Tap. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.